Listen easy, you can hear God calling, walking barefoot by a stream.
Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show, a dad's point of view. You can email me questions at bruce@brucesalen.com. That's Bruce and Salen, S-A-L-L-A-N. You can also follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salen. This segment of the Bruce Salen Show is sponsored by North Pier Fiduciary Management, a registered investment advisor in the group I trust and use to handle my money. You can reach them at npier.com. That's npier.com. And you can write them and receive their free quarterly newsletter, which I highly recommend. It is time for the men's room with Wayne Levine, who tells me he's very tired. Wayne is a life coach for men, couples, and families. He's the director of BetterMen.org in Agoura Hills, California, where he facilitates men's groups and men's retreats. BetterMen.org's mission is to help men be the best men, fathers, and husbands they can be. Welcome back to the show, Wayne. I hope you have some coffee handy.
You know, you're like a parrot. I'm going to try feeding you some other things and see if you'll repeat anything I say before we go on the air.
What was that?
Time. Yeah.
Well, I know you're tired because you're working on helping men on every minute of the day, not to mention writing, blogging, and broadcasting.
It's not easy helping these men.
I know. I've been one of them that you helped, and I know how difficult that was.
Indeed.
So you come from, I don't know if you what you come from, but you have been part of a traditional nuclear family, to your credit and your wife's credit. Yet I know in the men's work we have encountered way too often difficult familial situations that involved broken families or whatever you want to call them, blended families, reconstituted families. And the concept of boundaries came up in my home, which is what inspired the column I wrote. And I would love to get your thought on the parental boundaries, and especially as you've learned in counsel with various men and in groups, how it's been different in step families or blended families.
Well, you know, boundaries are very much a part of the work we do. My book, Hold On To Your Nuts, Non-Negotiable, Unalterable Terms, essentially are a man's boundaries. They're what he's committed to, what defines him. And whether you're divorced or not divorced in a blended family or not, it always comes back to you being the man you want to be, the father, the husband you want to be, and getting clear about that. Now the actual logistics of following through with who you are as a man, a father, and husband might be different from family to family and situation to situation, but the fundamentals are the same.
I agree with that. However, in this case, I would assert the specifics make it often more challenging for both the stepmom or the stepdad. When you have a biological parent taking the position that they have more authority and more of a right to participate in the parenting, and the other parent is potentially either encouraged to step aside or shushed, that creates ongoing problems. And you also, of course, can have the good cop, bad cop being played by the kids using the step parent.
Well, the kids will do that with their biological parents.
Obviously.
Listen, some of the, what you described, there's adolescent behavior in many relationships. You know, first marriages, second marriages, and what makes anything more difficult is when the couple, the spouses, the parents are not on the same page, whatever it is. So I know that there's a difference. I know that it's an extra challenge when these things happen and when you have blended families. But I've also seen that there's a similarity between most problems that happen in intact families and blended families and everything in between. And that is when the adults are not acting like adults, when they haven't figured out how to be able to talk to each other and work out solutions. Because, you know, even in intact families, there are children who are more problematic than others. And they present, you know, real challenges for parents, terrible challenges for parents sometimes. And if the parents are not on the same page,
I think that's the key thing you said that is a takeaway for me, which of course I knew, but it's good to hear it reinforced, which is that mom and dad, husband and wife, need to be on the same page. I believe that has to be applied to parenting and all aspects of a marriage.
Yes, and you know, so I wrote this book. Other people have written books, self-help books, talking about this is what you should do. But it doesn't provide all the details. You take the fundamentals. If you can understand sort of the essence of where I'm coming from, you still have to apply the tools that I suggest to your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's different. When I say to the men, you have to know your wife. You have to know the situation. It depends on how old the kids are in a blended family, doesn't it?
Well, especially as they become teenagers, which, of course, is what I'm dealing with. I have two teens in the home. And if it's not one, it's the other that's problematic.
Well, that's life, right?
Oh, boy, is it.
But, you know, it depends on when the step-parent comes into the picture in terms of how much of a hands-on parent they're going to be. Right, so it's all very dependent on it's all very situational.
You know, one of the things though that I do think is different in a reconstituted family or where there's a step parent is that the step parent may feel they're taking second fiddle to the kids, and I know I've heard this from any number of step dads where they feel their wives are just totally consumed by their mothering, and that they themselves as the new husband or the stepdad are being ignored. And I think that is a different problem than the biological parents face.
Well, I would have to disagree with you because I've heard that
what
many
a shock.
Times. I've heard that many times from men in first marriages. And often, look, there are some times when the women are having issues, but oftentimes what they're experiencing is their own little boy coming up and not getting the attention that they think they need, or there are issues in the marriage, and parenting is a convenient place to hide out.
That's very true.
Right, but just as work is for men, too.
Yeah, parenting for the mom is a stereotype, and work for the man is a stereotype, but it is a stereotype because it's generally true. But what about when both parents are truly on the same page with, say, a bigger issue? I'm not talking about the little tantrums that kids or teens do, but when there's, say, a substance problem or a serious school problem or a behavior problem, I would assert that, again, maybe in step families that could be a harder thing for the step parent to deal with when it becomes a very consuming problem, like the examples I just cited.
Well, look, is it much different than when, let's say, an elderly parent is ill and the spouse doesn't really have as much of a role, perhaps, to play?
Or a connection to the parent?
Perhaps, depending. Even if it's not a step, even if you were there together, but the relationship just was never there with the in-laws, right?
Mm.
You're consumed. You have to take time away. I mean, to me, it's just one of those life issues that have to be dealt with. And I think that, you know, if the kid who's having an issue is having more of a problem because the step-parent is involved, then you have to make the best choice in that moment. And that might be for the step-parent to step back and let you handle it.
Mm-hmm.
But in other cases, it might be better for the step-parent to play maybe even a bigger role depending on, you know, what the bond is between the kids. So I think, I still think we can't generalize. We really have to take these situations as they come.
Well, with the exception of that last comment, which I believe I disagree with, I do disagree with. I think we can generalize, but I think the other things you've said in this segment are spot on.
What percentage was I spot on?
Oh, at least 90 plus.
90 plus.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah, usually you're about 20, so this was a good one.
That's not bad.
Seriously, I really do think that understanding where you both stand, regardless of your biological connection to the kids, is really step number one.
Yeah.
Using the step word again.
How about that?
Yeah, how about that? Wayne, you've mentioned only 20 times in this segment that you have a book. What Pertell is the name of that book?
Yes, Hold On to Your Nuts, The Relationship Manual for Men, and that stands for Non-Negotiable, Unalterable Terms.
Say that again?
Yeah, I mean, clearly, non-negotiable, unalterable terms. These are the things that define a man, the things that a man is committed to, the things which, if are compromised, will turn a man into a resentful, angry guy who will act out. So holding on to your nuts is extremely important.
And where can we find this book?
You can pick it up at my website, bettermen.org, and also find out what we're doing to coach men, both individually in couples and in groups, in person in here in our office in Agoura Hills, California, and over the web.
Yes, it is virtual therapy. It is now on Wayne's list of many skills. Wayne, thanks for joining us for this segment.
Pleasure. Talk to you next week.
Looking forward to it. It is time for a break. You can tweet me at Bruce Allen. You can email me at bruce@bruceallen.com. And certainly you can visit bruceallen.com to get radio shows, columns, and information about my book, because I wrote one too, and it's coming out. We'll be right back.